So I visited Skipton today, a fairly new place within Skipton Town Centre, just off the Market Square, Alexander's. And you may have heard a little bit of hype about this. It's been here about 6 months. It's very, very smart. And I feel a bit sad that this is my first time I've actually been here. I'm here with Jess. Hello, Jess.
Hi there.
So tell me what you do with Alexander's. What's your role here?
So I work for the company Peel, who own and bought Alexander's back in January 2016. And myself and a big team of creative people at our head office have been working on Alexander's for the first 18 months before we opened in July of this year, on the concept, what we wanted to do with the building, the interiors, the menus, working with Jason, our head chef, working with our brand new team on our service and delivering the concept. So I've been part of that project from the start and I loved every minute of it so far.
You've been very, very busy and it shows because it is stunning in here. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
We're going to talk shortly. Do you have a ski village piece?
Yeah.
Après-ski area has arrived in Skipton. We're going to talk about that very shortly. But just give us an overview. What kind of a place is Alexander's? Is this for drinks? Is this for food? Give us all the details.
Okay, yeah, because we do quite a lot of things here. So we're all-day proposition, so we're open from 8:30 in the morning every single day of the week until 11 during the midweek and then 1 a.m. at the weekend. So we've really got something for everybody. We're aiming at families, celebrations, couples, date nights, everything. So we find that, you know, people come in and have what we call our breakfasty brunch menu a lot, which is really popular. It's got some really yummy, delicious brunch dishes on it.
Are you allowed to have Prosecco with your brunch? If it's a Sunday, say.
Definitely, we would encourage it. In fact, on our breakfasty brunch menu, on the bottom of our menu it says, make your brunch perfect. We've got a really lovely elderflower kind of Bellini. And we've got our own version of Bloody Mary, which is our Bloody Alexander's. So definitely encouraged.
Now, very shortly, we're going to go to, you call it the theatre kitchen.
Yeah, the theatre kitchen. It's right in the middle of the main restaurant space. So it means that the chefs can really interact with our diners, which we think is really good fun. You can see them cooking for Storm back there and having a good time with each other as well. And we've even got a chef's table around the edge of the theatre kitchen as well that a lot of people like to book because it means they have quite an interactive dining experience,
which is
good.
So I'm going to go and sit myself at one of those very shortly. We're going to meet Jason, the chef. But just tell me what I meant by when I said a ski village has arrived in Skipton. So out on your terrace, in the summertime, people are enjoying sunshine. It's not the summer right now.
No.
What has happened out there at Alexander's?
Well, we were so conscious of the fact that the terrace is such a big part of what we do at Alexander's that we thought it was a shame not to do anything with it for the winter. So me and a couple of others at the office had a harebrained scheme and thought, oh, what's something really super Christmassy and festive and lovely to do? And we thought, well, we'll try and create an alpine lodge in what we normally call our secret garden. So we've decked it out with cosy rugs and blankets and furs, and it's all heated and surprisingly really warm. We had a big group down there last night and we were all taking our coats off and snuggling down and enjoying a really lovely menu of cheese fondue, chocolate fondue. We've got pulled pork, there's Frankfurt sausages and sauerkraut, and you get mulled wine and mince pies as well. So it's just so lovely and festive and twinkly and gorgeous.
And how long is that open? How long can people enjoy that here in Skipton?
Just for 28 days. We might extend it a little bit into January, but at the moment it's only open from the 1st to the 28th of December. So
every day?
Every day, yeah, from 10 o'clock in the morning until we close in the evening. We've got different packages for daytime and the evening, and lovely little packages for children as well.
Okay, well, I cannot wait to go and have a little look down there, Jess. It looks very, very cosy. But are we ready to go over to the theatre kitchen here at Alexander's in Skipton?
Definitely, let's go do it.
So we are now just outside the theatre kitchen here at Alexander's, and with Jason, who's the executive chef. Hello, Jason.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thank you. I'm excited to see what happens in this theatre kitchen, because most of the time you're shut out the back, you don't get to see all your customers. Is exactly as the name says on the tin, it's a theatre.
Absolutely, yeah. It's quite different, obviously. Normally, like you say, you are hidden out the back, cooking away, and you don't really see what's going on, whereas here you actually get to see the customers, talk to them, often get feedback direct at the pass where they're walking out saying hopefully they've had a great meal.
So what are we going to do today then? I've heard that you're going to give me some tasters. What are you cooking?
So basically what we're going to do is going to give you a little taste of the off-piste that we're doing down in the Alpine Lodge. So we're going to do a cheese fondue with all the bits and pieces, which I'll talk you through when we present it. And also we'll give you a little taste of our beer braised sausages with ribs. So it just gives you a bit of flavour really of what we're doing down there over this December month.
Well, that's very good. I've brought my appetite. So whenever you're ready, Jason, let's start this theatre kitchen.
So this is a hickory smoke sausage that we buy from R&J Butchers, which is a really good butcher's based in near Ripon. And then we slow cook it in some of the beer that we sell, the craft beer, for about sort of 3 hours.
Wow.
So it really
I've never heard of that being a cooking method.
It's really you can really taste it in the sausage as well. And then we just, after we've finished, we reduce the liquor and it makes this sort of sticky sauce that we put on it at the end, so it's really nice.
I love a tiny pan.
Yes, a little pan of sauerkraut.
Ah.
So yeah, classic accompaniment. And then we've got some baby back ribs that have just been slow cooked with a little bit of wine and vegetables and some thyme.
What should we go for first then?
I would try a little bit of the sausage.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That is very, very... Where do you say your sausage is from?
R&J's. R&J Butchers, yeah.
So are you quite keen on keeping it as local as possible?
Absolutely, yeah. We try and buy as much local produce as possible, yeah. So R&J particularly good. All our beef, we buy like our Côte de Bœuf and our treacle beef that's on our menu, our sharing platters, we get from them. They're probably the best butchers in Yorkshire, so sort of half an hour away. So
that's delicious. What about sauerkraut? Where does that come from? I don't even know what a sauerkraut...
Basically, it's sort of a pickled cabbage, in essence. I mean, it's got little bits of ham through it, or bacon. Obviously, it's got juniper berries in there, and it's quite a sort of Swiss, French classic thing to have. Works really well because it's quite sharp against the rich sausages.
Well, it is absolutely delicious. If people want to come along to Alexander's, then you've got all the offerings we've tried today on
absolutely.
At the Off-Piste, which is on till the 28th of December.
That's right, and then obviously, you know, we've got our full menu still running. We're also running a festive Christmas menu, so there's, you know, your turkey, but it's done slightly different again in the sharing format, so it's on a board, so you get share and you can sort of share it between the table. And then obviously we've got our sort of sharing plates, which is really what we're well known for, you know, so it's a taste of all over the world, really, in different small plates. And again, back to that sharing ethos, that's the big part of what we do. So,
Well, Jason, thank you very much. Jess, thank you very much. And it's a goodbye from us here at Alexander's in Skipton.